This is Akashvani, the news read by Anubha Rohatgi. The Supreme Court has stayed the controversial order of the Allahabad High Court and said the judgment showed a lack of sensitivity. The controversial order of the Allahabad High Court by a bench of Justice Ram Manohar Narayan Mishra observed that acts like grabbing breasts and breaking the strings of pyjamas do not constitute an attempt to rape, and the prosecution must go beyond this stage of preparation to prove its charges against a rape accused. The Supreme Court took Suomutu cognizance of the case after an organization, We the Women of India, approached the Apex Court against the 17th March order of the Allahabad High Court. The bench of the Justices B.R. Gawai and Augustine George Massey said that the judgment showed a lack of sensitivity on the part of the High Court judge. The Apex Court also sought a response from the Centre and the Uttar Pradesh government and sought the assistance of Solicitor General Tushar Mehta and Attorney General R. Venkataramani. Rajya Sabha Chairman Jagdeep Dhankhar today stressed that all the institutions in the country have to function in tandem and that there are checks and balances which are well meant. The chairman made these remarks during the zero hour in the House, referring to a meeting held yesterday with the floor leaders of the houses on the issue of recovery of cash from the residence of Delhi High Court Justice Yashwant Verma. Mr. Dhankhar termed the meeting fruitful, saying that the deliberations were consensual, reflecting cooperation and concerns. The chairman added that it has been decided that the leader of the House, J.P. Nadda, and leader of opposition, Mallikarjun Kharge, will hold wider consultations amongst all political parties and report to him for further deliberations. The BJP Minority Morcha has launched the Saugate Modi campaign aimed at distributing special kits to 32 lakh underprivileged Muslims across the country ahead of Eid. The initiative seeks to ensure that poor Muslim families can celebrate the festival without any hardship. Talking to Akashvani News, National President of the BJP Minority Morcha, Jamal Siddiqui, outlined the campaign's broader vision, stating that during the holy month of Ramadan and upcoming occasions like Eid, Good Friday, Easter, Baishakhi, Nowruz and the Indian New Year, the minority front will reach out to those in need through the Saugate Modi campaign.
प्रधानमंत्री श्री नरेंद्र मोदी कहते हैं कि हम 140 करोड़ भारतीयों के पालक हैं और उसको मानते भी हैं, तो हम जब उनकी तरफ से जा रहे हैं तो हम खाली हाथ नहीं जाएंगे। इसलिए हमने सौगाते मोदी एक किट बनाया है जिसमें त्योहारों में खाने पीने जो सामान लगते हैं उसको रखा हुआ है, और उस किट को लेकर हम जाएंगे और उनको जो है ईद की मुबारकबाद देंगे, हम उनको बैसाखी की मुबारकबाद देंगे, हम उनके ईस्टर में शामिल होंगे और त्योहारों में रख भरने की कोशिश करेंगे।
In Chhattisgarh, 9 Maoists have surrendered in the Sukma district today. These include 6 women activists. A reward of 26 lakh rupees was declared on these Maoists. The Maoists who surrendered today were involved in many major incidents. The United States has said that Russia and Ukraine have agreed to a naval ceasefire in the Black Sea following 3 days of talks in Saudi Arabia. In its remarks, the White House said that both nations had agreed to ensure safe navigation, eliminate the use of force, and prevent the use of commercial vessels for military purposes in the Black Sea. As per the New Deal, the White House said it would help restore access to the world market for Russian agricultural and fertilizer exports. U.S. President Donald Trump said the U.S. is making a lot of progress in restoring peace between the two nations.
In deep discussions with Russia and Ukraine. It's going well, but it's a situation we should have never had to even think about, should have never happened. And in the Middle East, that's been going on for a lot of years, centuries and centuries. It just keeps going. And we are making a lot of progress. So it's all I can report. But some detailed talks are going on right now on both fronts.
The U.S. Senate confirmed the appointment of Indian origin scientist Jay Bhattacharya as the director of the National Institutes of Health, NIH. According to the official website of the U.S. Senate, he was confirmed by a 53-47 vote on Tuesday. U.S. President Donald Trump nominated Bhattacharya as the 18th NIH director in November last year. And that is the end of this news bulletin.